Metabolism 101. Hey, listen, this is the most important thing. If you want to lose fat, drop inches, and burn, baby, burn, you have to ignite your metabolism. These three things are what happens when you burn calories. What's up, everybody? It's Brian with Pipe Fitness, where our mission is to help motivate, educate, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. And I want to give you three ways your body burns calories and burns fat. So number one is just staying alive. And we call that, you probably heard this, is basal metabolic rate. What that is, that's your BMR, that's how many calories it takes at rest just to stay alive. So that would be if you were, in theory, just lay in bed all day and do nothing. How many calories it takes just to keep you alive. That's your basal metabolic rate. That's the foundation, the fundamental number. You never really want to go lower than that number, because then you start running into some health complications. On top of that, we layer the thermogenic effect of food. Did you know that while you eat, you actually burn calories? I know, pretty cool, if you're eating the right calories. So if you're eating carbohydrates, your body tends to store those easier. If you're eating fat, your body stores those easier. But if you're eating protein, it takes your body calories to break down the proteins. It breaks down the protein into amino acids. And that process is a thermogenic effect of food. It's a metabolic reaction that happens in your body. So again, that's a good reason to eat a higher protein diet. Now, we're not saying to go Atkins or keto or any of that nonsense. We're just saying you want to make sure you're eating sufficient amount of protein to get that thermogenic effect of food to break down the protein into amino acids. This is going to help you tone and keep your metabolism. That's going to put fuel on the fire, aka metabolism. And number three is your activity level. And we're going to talk a little bit nuanced on this. First, you have two things for activity level. First, you have your exercise. Duh. The more calories you burn during the workout, typically a good thing, but more importantly is what we call the afterburn effect. And what that does, that comes from strength training. When you strength train and you burn calories during your workout, you get the endorphin rush, you feel good, you get that dopamine hit. But then after the workout, if you strength train, your metabolism is elevated for up to 36 hours afterwards. So I can work out on a Monday, and by Wednesday, my metabolism is still elevated for that second workout. So you don't get that through cardio. When you do cardio, you burn calories, you get your heart rate up, you work your heart, you work your lungs, all very cool. But after the workout, you come back to pre-exercise level. So you want to make sure you're getting a foundational of strength. You want that to be the foundation so that you keep your metabolism. Second part of the activity loop is non-exercise activity. We call these NEAT calories. And this is your non-exercise activity thermogenesis. All that means is just your daily activities. Like, are you active? Are you at a desk job? Are you active? Are you walking around during the day? Are you walking after work? Are you busy around the house? Or are you pretty sedentary majority? Again, that's a very key factor, because you can just work out for 30 minutes and come back and do nothing the rest of the day. That person's gonna burn a lot less calories than the person who's that same workout, but then again, throughout the day is pretty active, walks the dog, does things, does chores around the house, and burns calories and gets steps in activity that way. So there's your three ways. Number one is your basal metabolic rate, BMR. Second is the thermogenic effect of food. And last and third way is your calorie expenditure through exercise. Those are the three ways right there. The only three ways that you can burn calories, burn fat. There you go. If you have any questions, reach out to us. We're here to help. Be great.